On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Everybody, it's Tori. Who else it gonna be? Nobody. That's who. Okay. It is Sonesa. Okay, this is the end of September. We're talking the last week of September. And I don't know if you can hear it out the window. I'm gonna open the window. It's hard to hear, maybe, but those are crickets. Those are the little insects up there, the summertime insects. I don't know. That's what it sounds like to me. There's been like no difference. It's officially fall and I hear like crickets or whatever those nocturnal type summertime insects are. Anyhow, also I hear far off in the distance, which I hear quite frequently on a regular basis, is a motorcycle. There's motorcycles way off, and some of them are sport bikes. You can hear that. The engine, very definitely, going really fast, super fast. I'm thinking, they're going to crash. Am I going to hear a loud crash? What? I don't, which is good. I haven't been on a motorcycle in almost 2 full years. Okay. That stinks. Every couple of years I get on a bike and I meet somebody who has a bike and that's fun for like a year and then it stops for like 2 years and then it starts again, but you know, I get it. So then I'm on my 2 year break. So I'm thinking next year, 2018 is going to be my year again. Maybe I'll be on a motorcycle. I don't know. I kind of like it. Maybe it's good that I'm not, because they're wicked dangerous. So maybe that's also a good thing that I'm not. I don't know. We are going to have some fun tonight. Well, yeah, so boobies, whatever. I don't know what you call them. Just call them boobs, I guess. Boy, have I gone downhill in a hurry, huh? This escalated quickly. Okay, all I want to say about that is Keira Knightley. Okay, I like Keira Knightley. She is a magnificent actress. I always enjoy her roles. I don't care what they are. She's always great. Okay, every time. About a year or two ago, I'm going to say 2 years ago. I didn't look it up exactly, but she had a magazine spread a picture of herself topless. And she actually went and did this. And it's really her and it's not Photoshopped. And there was a great big story on it. So you know it's not fake news or Photoshopped or anything, like I said. And she was upset because at the time, I think she was promoting one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, maybe, or something. Anyway, the poster accentuated her breasts and made them look bigger than they are in reality. And that was offensive to her, you know, because it's her body. Why were they doing that? And I get that. And as I get older and droopier, I want to have Keira Knightley's non-boobs. Really. Most women think they want to go bigger and have these fake boobs and look sexy and all this stuff. You're totally missing it, okay? You're missing it. I want to be like a ballerina, okay? Just nothing. It's so much easier in life, believe me. I don't care what guys think. Women, you're doing this for guys. I don't care if you say you're doing it for yourself. That's not exactly 100% accurate. Maybe 5% of you in your mind is, but the other 95% you're doing it for a guy or to get a guy or whatever you think guys like. Yeah, so I'm on the opposite of that. I'm like Keira Knightley. Just, she's a little bit smaller than me, but I want to be just like flat like that. That would be so great, because once a month, all you have is ache, it's sore, it's painful. I mean, whatever. This is PG stuff, if that. I mean, you probably hear about this in fifth grade, you know, reproduction classes or whatever they give you. They have to sign the permission slip. Remember that, to take them. Bring this home. Make sure your mom signs it so she can, like, your parents can agree to you learning about the birds and the bees. And it was nothing about birds or bees or animals or insects or anything like that. It was all about humans. And I remember being in fifth grade watching it, and they had all the girls in one room and all the boys in the other room. You didn't know what they were doing in there, and you didn't probably care because you were in shock enough looking at this stuff. You're like, what? That's going to what? That's how you do what? That's going to happen? Oh, and that's, oh, okay. I didn't even know. It's just such a shock. I even think maybe fifth grade is too young. I don't know. I'm not a prude for sure, but I don't know. I let the school handle that stuff. If they know best, okay, if that's when kids should learn, great. And they don't parent my kids, but if that's the time when they're supposed to learn that particular thing, I mean, who might argue? I don't have a teaching degree. They know. They've been doing it for decades. That's how it works. That's the age. Great. You want to get them before puberty? I get it. And some kids get puberty in fifth grade. I saw that. I remember girls that had boobs in fifth grade. I remember girls that had boobs in fourth grade. I'm like, what is going on? I am way behind the curve here. And it was way into high school before that even happened. So, but now, oh, I appreciate Keira Knightley's body so much. That's all you want. You don't need anything big. It gets in your way. It's a hassle. As a matter of fact, ooh, back in, I want to say around 1990, I met a girl named Michaela. And it was a dance class back when I used to go to Sherry Gold dance class years and years ago. And she was telling me that she had a boob reduction, okay, that she used to be really, really top heavy. And she said, I think they took off too much because she had hardly anything there. So she's like, oh, maybe they took too much. But she was a tiny thing like me. So I'm trying to picture her with this being top heavy. And it was very bad for her back. And that's what she said. So she tried to resurrect that. Is that the right word? No. Resurrect. She tried to fix that. Anyway, so I can't think. It's very late at night. You don't even know what time it is, what time I'm doing this. I'm a day late doing my pod. So I'm trying to get it in for Wednesday morning as opposed to Tuesday morning because I'm missing every day 2 weeks in a row. Anyway, so yeah, Michaela did that. And you know what? It's really where it's at. It's just to be, you know, contained in, you know, I'm small anyway, so it's fine. I don't mind being small, and I wish I was smaller yet. Okay? My daughters are small too. They're very happy that way. It's fine. It's you. Beauty is not even about that. Okay? It's definitely inside. It's personality. But, you know, if you have a nice looking face too, why do you need to worry about everything else? Okay? You're never going to be perfect. We're always going to have roles or this or that. And I'm not going to go on about this topic because that's already covered in every other beauty magazine and podcast. Love yourself. Yeah, I get that. I do. But I'm all set with the boob situation. Not ever going to go bigger and would, in fact, like to go smaller. I need to talk to Keira. I wonder how that happened. Okay. Do a photo spread. I don't know. Come on and get ready. Yes, yes, football, America's pastime. Oh, wait, no, that's baseball, right? America's pastime? Well, anyway, it's football season, obviously, and it's been on the news, obviously, unless you've living under a rock in Afghanistan, you've probably heard something about something. And it's been going on, actually, for a while. One guy, Colin Kaepernick, has been kneeling in protest, and I must reiterate, unless you are completely stupid or a Trump follower, I don't know why you don't get this fact that he's not protesting and these new protesters, NFL players, are not protesting the flag, okay, or the national anthem. They're not protesting that, okay? They're protesting the fact that a lot of African Americans are treated with no respect and the laws don't seem to apply. You have to be white, okay, to get respect and to have not be affected by the police. Okay. They seem to be targeted. I don't know why that fails to capture everyone's attention. And if you say this is not the right way to do that, Okay, well, how about you say what is? Where are these? Where are we supposed to get them to get attention? Okay, protest on your own time, you free speech on your own time. When is that? When they're home? This is when they have the spotlight. This is when you're going to get America's attention that there's something wrong. We need to do something about this. All right? Yeah, you can write letters. Yeah, you can call your congressman. Yeah, you can do those things. Okay, but if you have a national audience and you're being affected, okay, maybe you're sitting in your home right now and you're white and you don't understand this. Okay, but what if it happens that your particular ethnic group is being targeted? Okay, say Polish people are really being targeted in America. Okay, there's just something going on. There's always jokes all the time, and then they're being pulled over. They have a Polish flag on their car. Okay, then you're going to have a problem if you're Polish, aren't you? Okay, so then you can get it if it affects you and whatever, criteria you are affected by. Okay, that's it. Is that it? Then it will be meaningful to you. Oh, we must speak up for our Polish comrades and do something. How is this? Oh, we have the national polka party is televised every year. Okay, when they're televising, we will make our statement. Because they want to get it out to a big audience. You would want to get it out to a big audience, I think. Okay? Again, if it's not affecting you, then you don't see the problem. And that's not the American way either. These people have every right to protest, okay, like that. So don't start with they're un-American and they're against the flag and all this, because you're making it into a big thing, like Donald Trump, who's absolutely pouring gasoline on this. And the other thing is Facebook, who I'm a little disappointed in because they got to hop on every damn bandwagon, okay, with their little frames. Some of them, great. You know what? There was a hurricane in Puerto Rico, and then we need to do something about the recovery efforts and getting them back on their feet. Mexico has had a couple of very serious earthquakes. A lot of people died. People have frames on Facebook with their profile picture and pray for Mexico. Things like that. Okay, great. But Facebook, in its infinite wisdom, decided that we have a lot of redneck, ignorant, probably Trump supporters in our group here. Definitely. How can we appeal to them? Okay, let's do an I stand profile with a big flag, and then they can put their face back there. Just tell everybody, I stand. I don't kneel down. I disrespect. I always stand up for the flag because I am a white person and I am unaffected by any of this. And I just don't understand why you just can't stand up for our flag. It's our flag. It's your flag, too. It's all of our flag. Don't you understand that? You know how stupid you look? I'm almost glad people are using that frame because now I can single them out. Oh, you too? And you know what else? It's all white people using that frame. I've noticed. Every single time. Every single time. It's all white people. So you tell me. You just don't get it. You're another racist Trump supporter, probably, and you just don't get it. And you're showing everybody you just don't get it. And you have all these explanations about why you feel the way you feel, but you don't get it because you're white. The end. Thank you.
No.
You know, we're all creatures of habit. That's pretty much a fact of life. So, the way I look at it is every time you go do something new, it's an adventure. Okay, isn't it? I think that's very, very true. As a matter of fact, spur of the moment, I went out of town with my daughter. We had a great trip together, took, her two grandsons, her two sons, my two grandsons, and we just went on a driving adventure. And we found a cool place, hung out a few hours, and came back home. How hard is that? It was exciting. It was different. It was a beautiful day. Okay. Actually, I was sick the night before. In the bathroom, just like pooping. Ron and I, we have a pooping thing we talked about last time. But anyway, what happens when you poop a lot is you get dehydrated. You don't even think of that, but that's what's happening to your body. Okay. Just a heads up. So the next day, I only had a cup of coffee and maybe a bowl of cereal. That's not enough. That is definitely not enough. But I went on the road trip anyway. Okay, I'm a half hour, 45 minutes, a half hour into it. And I'm getting really like queasy, like thinking, oh, great, I'm not even well yet. I'm sick. Now I'm getting the vomiting part, which my grandson had the week before, but I escaped it. Anyway, so I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to get it now. I'm starting to sweat. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, oh, this is a bad idea. I shouldn't have gone on this road trip, which would be exciting to do under normal circumstances. If you want to be healthy, healthy people can do these things. And it's an adventure, okay? Being my creature of habit. And boy, am I. So, you know what happened? I drank some ginger ale. I was 100% cured. Now, whether water would have done that, I'm not sure. And ginger ale is like the go-to, you know, soda when you're not, if your stomach's upset. Oh, have some ginger ale. It always helps. You know, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't even drink ginger ale as a regular beverage because my mother gave it to me when I was sick so much that I was completely turned off from ginger ale. It was just my sick beverage. And as a matter of fact, I heard Kelly Ripa talking about that maybe 20 years ago on the Regis and Kelly show, right after, you know, Kathy Lee left. And I'll never forget her saying that. I was like, she gets it. She totally knows that ginger ale is the worst. Now, over the last 20 years since she said that, I have changed my view on ginger ale. And I don't know if she has yet. Maybe not. But ginger ale, when I worked on the boat, I worked on a charter boat a couple of years ago. They had those fountain drinks at the bar and you just, you know, spray that. What do you call that? Squirty thing? I don't know. The nozzle thing. I'm sure there's a word for it. I'm not going to look it up. I can't look everything up. Okay. You have to do some stuff. It had ginger ale in it. It was one of the options on the button. So I was always drinking ginger ale. And I put a little, you know, cranberry juice in with it all the time. That was my beverage. Because of course you can't drink when you're a bartender, but you could drink that. So I drank that. It was good. I have no problem with ginger ale now. Ginger ale just saved my life last weekend. I was totally out of it and thinking that was it. Anyway, so that was just my point that, you know, we are creatures of habit. And because of that, everything you do is a new adventure. Any place you go, okay, you could just be going to the supermarket. Even if that's one of your habit, your things you do, who knows what's going to happen when you're there? Okay? I went to Market Basket not long ago and I had not been there in 2 years, okay? I had money 2 years ago. I went there regularly. I did shopping, this and that. That hasn't been the case in a long time. But I was with someone else. They were getting something. So I tag along. And it's still like a ton of people at Market Basket. A ton of people there. The deli fish area smells disgusting still. It's completely the same. I didn't notice anything different. So, which makes me, you know, not feel not so bad about not having any money to go to the supermarket to get what I don't know. I eat the same old kind of things. Creatures of habit tend to have the same foods, snacks, beverages. You watch the same programs, okay? You go to the same places. So to me, different is good. Like Bill Murray said in Groundhog Day, anything different, different is good. You know what I was thinking about just like the other day, maybe yesterday, not today, but I think like yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday because I was waiting for a package to be delivered and we don't have a doorbell here. Now, I'm wondering, how many people don't have doorbells anymore? Do they, like, not work anymore? Do you just not have them? Do you expect people to just knock? Do you have a door knocker on your door? Like, seriously, what is up with doorbells? Okay, I feel like Jerry Seinfeld now. What is up with doorbells? Doorbells. What is up with them? But seriously, what is? I mean, am I standing at someone's door ringing their doorbell? And then, if I don't hear it, do I know if it's ringing? Is their doorbell broken, too? Because everybody's probably is, okay? I mean, if you have an older house, it's probably definitely broken. If you have a new house, do you put in a doorbell with it? See, these are the questions that keep me up at night. I know that's neurotic, and I never said I wasn't neurotic. I mean, yeah, I have a lot of opinions. You don't have to agree with them. Just disagree with them. Turn me off right now. Don't even listen, okay? Are you entertained? Are you not entertained? Whatever. I just have this thing about doorbells, and I want to know if anyone is still using them, or do we just all assume that they're not working? I don't know. Do you need to put a note on your door that says, doorbell doesn't work? Please knock. Please yell ding dong. That's a real funny one. I saw that picture once. But no one's yelling ding dong. I mean, it's obviously a joke. So I guess we just knock and hurt our knuckles if you don't have a door knocker. So, I don't know. That's all I wanted to find out is just about doorbells. Maybe I should ask Ron about this. Maybe this would be a good, like, back and forth about doorbells. Because his works. That's all I know. He has one, and it works.
Now everyone who's got a job has got his dues to pay. Working yes. for a paycheck and getting through the day. But if you're bored or otherwise inclined to be a slob, grab some boots and lose that suit and get a dirty job.
Yeah, dirty job. Speaking of dirty jobs. Okay, so remember I mentioned my grandson was sick last week. Okay, so he threw up, stayed home from school. They went back to school, and we thought he was okay. My daughter took him to GameStop with her, okay? And as he was in the store, he puked on the floor. Okay, my daughter's very embarrassed, very mortified. Oh, I'm so sorry, but the guy's like, that's all right. I've cleaned up worse. He didn't even mind. But the fact is, she noticed how he said he's cleaned up worse. So I didn't know what to think of that. What could he have meant? You know what she thinks he meant? Probably brains. He probably worked for an insurance company and he cleaned up the car wrecks, which had like probably brains and guts and things in there. I don't even know. You know, she thinks like me then. Her mind went right there to like, what's the worst thing you could clean up? I mean, I think poop is probably worse, but I hadn't thought of brains. Nobody thinks of brains, okay? So that is a dirty job. And I don't think I'd want that. I think I'd rather work in the GameStop and clean up the occasional barf than to work there. So obviously he moved up, I guess is my point. He moved up in life. He's working for GameStop now. And that's good, right? Yes, my pet peeve for the week. I don't know if I've actually talked about this pet peeve before because it's such a peeve of mine. I can't believe I haven't. And it will always peeve me. It always has. It always will. There's nothing you can do about it. Boy, I've built this up to a lot of hype here. People chewing. It seems so cliche and, you know, typical. But you know what? I don't want to watch anyone eat or hear them eat. I mean, I do go out with friends once in a great while. And I don't know if that doesn't necessarily bother me because I'm probably just so excited to be out with girlfriends. I just don't even hear it. I don't notice it. But everybody else is like open game, probably. I don't like the sound of chewing, unless these friends were like totally obnoxiously chewing. And I can't picture that. Usually when you're out with your friends, you try to put your best foot forward and act really nice so that you get invited out again and your friends don't shun you. I don't know if I have any friends left. Maybe they have shunned me. I'm not sure. But it's not how I eat. I'll tell you that much. It's not because I chew crazy. That is not why I don't go out to eat with people. I don't have that problem. I may have a lot of other problems, but that ain't one. So, yeah, the chewing sound. My ex-husband, oh my gosh. I wouldn't even be married to him. If I was married to him now, believe me, now I wouldn't be because he has a brand new habit of making his teeth clamp together when he's chewing. How is there not food in between there? How am I hearing teeth clenching together? It's the most disturbing noise. It's like a skeleton is in front of me chewing, okay? What is that? I'm sorry to do it to you. I know you don't even deserve it. But now, you know, you see what I deal with, okay? Welcome to my crazy world. Thank you. Just chew quietly with very little noise. and I would like that. And you're not even around me anyway, so you know what? Basically, just do what you want, unless you're around me, which is probably not going to even happen. So, whatevs. I was thinking that, you know, I'm probably funnier when I'm being funny than when I'm being serious. And I mean, I prefer to be funny, but there's going to be have to be a blend during these podcasts. I'm going to be funny about funny stuff, but then, you know, serious when the need to be serious is there. As, you know, as in this episode, it was about the NFL and the protests and all that. I would rather, again, be really funny and just be making jokes all the time. But, you know, the world we're living in, the times call for me to tell you how I feel. If you don't want to hear it, that's great, too. You may feel differently, as I said, that's great, too. That's what makes this country great. You're free to have your own opinion, okay? And this was mine, and you may think I'm wrong, and then you're wrong. Anyway, people that listen to the show and Ron's show pretty much are on the same page as us. And speaking of Ron, we'll be there Friday, with bells on, as usual. So keep an eye out for that. Alrighty then, till next time, America, peace out.
Tell by the way that you switch and walk, I can see by the way that you baby talk, I can know by the way that you treat your man, I can love you, babe, there's a crying.